But I just try to be as honest as I can. If I tell you God wants me to pray for you, believe me, it's not for me to show off. I get no glory. I get no credit. I get none of that. Matter of fact, you know what I get? I get the blame for anything that doesn't work. Anything that works, everybody just bypasses me. What a mighty God. But if something doesn't work, that idiot Winslow has no faith. No, we got our mind on the Lord. I feel something very supernatural. We're at the well and we can shift right now. We can go from the physical, carnal, filthy world to the realm of the supernatural. And we can do it in 1 second. And praise is the door that opens up from the physical into the supernatural. Will you do it right now? Let anybody screaming or anybody hollering, I want our musicians to come right now to the platform. And Father, thank you right now. We give you credit and glory for everything tonight. You said the lame shall walk. You said the blind shall see. You said the deaf shall hear. You said the poor shall have the gospel preached unto them. You said if any man is baptized in my name, I will remove all their sins and I will wash them away and I will apply my blood when my name is spoken over them in water. And I will give them my personality, my characteristics. I will give them my spirit. And they will love and not hate. They will believe and have great faith. Father, right now we take authority over every demonic spirit that would try to hinder this service and stop this move of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, I'm not foolish enough to believe that only what I pray for is going to get a miracle. That I believe everybody in this building is standing by a well with Jesus sitting on it and saying, if you just recognize me, if you could recognize I'm here right now for you tonight, if you could just give me your sins, if you could just release your doubts, if you could just let me completely baptize you with my spirit tonight. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost just moving in a very deep dimension. Reach over there and pray for somebody beside you. When you lay your hand on somebody, something really happens in a service. I'm going to pray for a couple of people on this front aisle right here. A couple of people here I'm going to pray for on this aisle, on this pew right here. I'm supposed to pray for somebody on this pew right here. I'm supposed to pray for somebody on that second pew back there, right the next pew. Supposed to pray for somebody there. God's going to uncripple some legs today. Tonight, God's going to uncripple some arthritis in some people. Matter of fact, even while I'm speaking right now, several of you are going to feel a warm sensation moving down through your legs. And that's the healing spirit of God that's starting to touch your joints and straighten your legs out. And God's healing neuropathy. And three different people that's in this building that has neuropathy in your legs and your feet. My God, I feel the miracle power of the Holy Ghost in this place. Some of you are fighting not your future. You're not even fighting your presence, what you're in right now. You're fighting your past. And God said, praise me right now, and I will remove the power of your past off of you. Okay, you failed. Okay, somebody failed you. That's in your past. That's over. You made a mistake. You committed sin. You made the wrong choice. But you've asked forgiveness. And it's not there. And the devil's a liar. And you are free of it right now. And you'll never be affected by it anymore. Come on, talk in tongues. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost over here with these musicians. I feel the Holy Ghost over here. I'm serious. I feel the Holy Ghost. God's anointing ministry right here. Right now, God's anointing ministry right here in this place to a new level. Everybody stretch your hand toward these musicians. God's taking them to a new level. Angels, new angels are connecting to their ministry. New angels are connecting to their calling. Woo! Anybody feel it? Anybody sense it? Anybody getting healed right now? Anybody getting healed? Oh, I'm waiting on Brother Winslow to call me out. You're waiting on the wrong person. The one that does the healing is already moving in the pews. He's already moving in your life. He's already touching you physically. Confess it. Something's opening up. Come on, that's the Holy Ghost. Let it go right now. Let your healing flow. Let your Holy Ghost flow. God, restore them right now. Before they get to the altar, restore them in the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. Woo! Boy, it's heavy out here. Man, it's heavy out here. It's heavy out here. Woo! Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. I'm hungry for a move of God. Lord, I came tonight with expectation. I came expecting a miracle. Ooh. If you're in this building, if you're in this building and you're saying, Brother Winslow, I feel a connection to the Lord. I feel like the Lord's touching me right now. And you want to be able to have discernment and sensitivity, direction by God. I want you to step out right now, come and stand here. And I mean every one of you that comes to this altar right now, God's going to touch you, going to touch your family. He's going to make you sensitive to the voice of God. The shortest way to your miracle is when the Lord speaks to you. Not when you call somebody and ask them, what does it mean? Not when you go to church the next night and the preacher preaches about the voice of God. But when the Lord speaks to you right then, get as close to the front as you can get without getting on the platform. Get as close to the front as you can get right now. If you want to hear the voice of God and you want the sensitivity of the Holy Ghost, it's already yours right now. As soon as you stepped out, as soon as you got to the front of this building, it's already yours. I want you to wave unto the Lord and praise Him. I want you to tell Him, Lord, I accept it. I'm going to know who You are. Come on, tell Him that right now. The Holy Ghost is upon the front of this building. The work is being done. The work is being done. Now be led by God and turn and pray for somebody beside you right now. God's fixing to restore some people. Reach over there and pray for somebody. Whoever you lay your hand on is going to get restored. No matter what their past is, no matter how they failed, no matter how they fell short, the Holy Ghost is going to fall on them, and they're going to talk in tongues, and they're going to worship God, and they're going to dance in the Spirit, and God's going to spit in the devil's face right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, by the name of Jesus right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, anoint him right now, Father. God said, I'm going to give it to you right now. I'm going to give you what it said in St. John 4. You're going to recognize me. You're going to know how I work, how I move. In the name of Jesus, loose. Hallelujah. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Come on, it's over. The attack is over. The trial is finished. God said, you're coming out of it now. You're coming out of it. It's over. Talk in tongues. Give God a shout. It's over. Everybody, press in. Don't stop. Instantaneous. Don't wait. It's done. Have instant faith. Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith. I've got right now faith. It's over. Right now I'm healed. Right now I'm delivered. Right now. Right now. I curse sickness. I curse it back to hell. I curse it back. I curse the pain. I command the pain to go back to hell. You're pain free. Without anybody calling you out, you're pain free. You better recognize. You better recognize right now, this second. He's doing it. Receive you the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus is powerful. The blood of Jesus is washing you whole. It's clearing sin. I don't care what you did last week. The blood of Jesus is washing it right now. We're not going to let the devil steal this. We're going to get this miracle. Everybody press in one more time. Everybody right now, don't stop. We got time to operate in the gifts. Let's move right now. Let's let God do a majority of miracles. Let's let God do a majority of healing. Let's get our healing on the first night. Let's get our breakthrough on the first night. Let's let God give us dominion on the first night. Okay, let's pray. Let's pray some specific things. I'm supposed to pray for this lady here in just a minute. Just if you could just wait a minute. If you can't stand till I come to you, you could be seated if you want to, but just don't leave the area unless you want to. But when you were sitting, you were sitting right back there, wasn't you? The Lord showed me you. And the Lord showed me to pray for you. And I'm just, once again, I'm doing what I told everybody to do. You just follow God. You wait on God. Some of you are going to get your miracle right now. You've already got your miracle. Some of you will get your miracle when somebody lays hands on you, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hallelujah. How many believe God's a great God? I'm gonna pray for several people. I'm going to pray for five different things. In a general way for everybody in the building. If you have, don't come, don't touch your back, don't wave your hand at me, because God might confirm a calling in your life or confirm a prophecy about your children tonight or tomorrow night or whatever, and I may say something about your back, and you think, well, I touched my back, Brother Winslow. That's how the devil works. Brother Winslow saw me. I was right in front of him, and I reached back and touched my back. Don't touch the place you're... A lot of times I tell people, touch the place. I'm not looking. Touch the place. But the Lord told me, don't touch it. Let's pray right now. If you've got... Let's do it like this. Let's just one more time reach over and just lay our hand on somebody's shoulder and let's pray. I'm earnestly, sincerely, not just praying, but I'm believing. It's not enough for me just to ask. Speak healing into backs. But I believe God is going to miraculously, surprising, with great urgency and great power, heal several people in their backs. Father, I'm going to count to five. Five's the number of ministry. Faith has five letters in it. The name Jesus has five letters in it. I'm going to count to five, and when I speak the number five, I'm going to say in Jesus' name, I believe you're going to touch, you're going to enter, you're going to touch several backs in this building. Start getting your faith up. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm asking you to heal these backs. I'm believing it. I'm counting it done. I'm walking in an expectation that I will hear of the miracles. One, two, three, four, five. In Jesus' name, be healed to the glory of God. Let's pray that God heals high blood pressure. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I decree it, I believe it, I speak it. No matter what's causing the high blood pressure, I pray in the name of Jesus right now, because you are moved, God, by our pain, our suffering. You are moved by it, God, and we are moved by what you did for us when you took the stripes on your back and you bore the cross. In the name of Jesus, let multitudes be healed of high blood pressure right now. Lift your hands, whether you have it or not, and give God the glory and give God the praise. And just open your mouth and say, I am healed of high blood pressure in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't laugh at this. But God said there's 15 people in here that's going to start losing weight. And there's a couple of people that have hormone problems, thyroid problems, sodium retention problems, have a sodium problem. You have a problem holding in water retention in your body. And God's going to heal that up right now in the name of Jesus. Father, right now we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ. There's anything a doctor can do, you can do better. And if doctors can give us a shot or give us something to speed up our metabolism or help us lose weight. Father, I pray right now, I am not afraid or ashamed to declare weight loss right now in the name of Jesus. Not so we can look good, but so that we can be healthy in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands to the Lord and declare, I'm one of those right now. I'm one of those 15. We're going to pray for heart disease, coronary sickness and illness, blockage. Somebody in this building has a mesh in your arteries and it's messing up and you have a clogging in your arteries and God's going to touch that. Somebody has a problem in the artery of their neck and someone has a problem on the inside of their leg with the artery and it has pain that gets up in your legs and God's fixing to clear that out right now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray high cholesterol be removed right now out of our arteries and our veins. Not so that we can eat more, but God, so that we can live longer and praise you more and be a witness in the church and see our kids grow up in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree it right now. Lift your hands and give your God some praise. I believe it's melting right now. I believe it's disappearing right now. I believe blockage is being removed right now in the name of Jesus. God, I'm going to expect it. Knots, nodules, tumors, cancer. There's two people in this church that need a miracle of healing. Let's pray right now. Father, cancer is no hard sickness for you. I pray, God, tonight you'll take the fear of it out of our hearts. And that you'll give us faith in your name that you can do these things and you'll do it for us. We've already made a decree tonight that even if you don't, we're going to praise you. So we're not doing it so that we can praise you. We're going to praise you anyway. But Lord, your word says we are healed by your stripes. Nothing that is foreign is permitted to stay inside of our bodies. And in the name of Jesus, I speak against this cancer through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the power of the name of Jesus. You told us to go out and heal the sick. Your word says to go out and heal the sick in the name of Jesus. Curse it. Break its dominion out of their bodies. Command the knots to disappear and the cancer to dissipate. Jesus' name. Now, one more thing, and then we're going to pray for several people. Now, I'm not going to keep you a long time tonight. It's starting to get a little bit late. I feel great tonight to have just flown in today. And I feel great tonight. I mean, man, I feel like I'm 19 years old. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm not no featherweight. And I'm kind of hoping I get some of that weight loss. Amen. I wish clothes were cheaper when they're skinnier and I could save money, but it doesn't always work that way. Father, thank you right now for uncrippling us. You said it a while ago, you're going to uncripple us. There's people in here right now that's having problems in their limbs and their legs and arms and shoulders, and I pray in the name of Jesus, uncripple them right now in Jesus' name. And just give God 30 seconds of praise, and I'm going to pray for several people here. Touch three people and say, it's done. Touch three people and say, it's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for this lady. I said, now if you'll just help me pray. I don't know who all I'm going to pray for. I'm not the pastor. I'm not trying to take the pastor's place here. But if something happens that you can't stay as long as we're ministering, I understand that. I won't get mad. I never get mad anyway. I don't get mad no matter what. And I was talking the other day about not being Democrat, Republican, and several people got up and walked out. They probably walked out for other reasons, so I didn't let the devil trick me. But honestly, you don't offend me. I cannot be offended. I say that enough that it won't happen. But I want to pray for several people. Say, well, if you don't pray for me, I wish I could know so I could leave. See, you don't know the gift of God. You don't understand that when you're around it, it gets on you. It starts affecting you when you're a part of it and see it happen. Just saw a man's leg grow out 5 inches a couple weeks ago. You don't know what that did for everybody in that church. They saw a man standing with one leg 5 inches shorter and it grew right there in front of everybody. Some of them, I heard them in the vestibule. I can't believe it. See, so if you see with your eye, I'm going to pray for you just a second here. Where's that lady? Did she leave already? Where's she at? In the back? Let's go back there where she's at. Everybody just stay up front, turn this way, and let's pray for this lady right now. Jesus' name, hallelujah. I told you I was going to pray for you. I mean, they're praying all over the place, all over this building. How many knows that God just did something for you the last 15, 20 minutes up front? Wave your hand if you got a healing or God did something for you. Anybody up front get restored, renewed in the Holy Ghost? You just feel like God gave you a spiritual touch? Wave your hand up front if God just gave you a spiritual breakthrough. I'm going to pray for you. God's going to touch you, okay? I was standing up there preaching, and the Lord showed me there was like a light over your head. And the Lord said, to tell you, I'm going to add years to your life right now. Right now. The Lord said, I'm going to heal your body. And your memory is going to come back stronger than it's ever been. And God's going to give you a blood transfusion right now. When I lay my hand on you, you're going to get a blood transfusion. And God said, I'm going to heal you the top of your head, the bottom of your feet. And I'm going to give you a touch of the Holy Ghost right now. I'm going to pour my spirit upon you, and you're going to go several days under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are a sickness breaking, sin dominion anointed God that can touch us in our body and our mind, our spirit. And I pray you'll touch this woman right now. Let there be no cancer, knots or nodules, no high blood pressure, no blood disorders, nor sickness or disease or pain in her body after tonight. When she gets home, let her know that the Holy Ghost showed up tonight in the name of Jesus. Shut. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up. Who came to church with you? Who came to church with you tonight? You have a girlfriend? What's going on, girlfriend? So that dumb old preacher, he don't even know we're married. Yes, I do. I'm trying to help your marriage. Treat your wife like your girlfriend. And she'll go get all the food you want to eat while you're sitting there. Hallelujah, man. She'll just take care of you. Lift your hands up. I'm going to pray for both of you. There's several things God's showing me. God's showing a depression settle over your house. I'm going to touch you. When I touch you, that depression's leaving your house right now. There's something really negative. There's something in your spirit right now about children that's really negative. I can feel a negative pull. You're feeling like you've been overlooked, and that you feel like you've been overlooked, and that there's something wrong with you, and that God's letting you be punished. And that's a lie from the pits of hell. And God said, I am a miracle working God. Just remember you wanted it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree and declare right now health, wholeness of mind and spirit. God said that there it goes. The depression is leaving right now. You've been battling an unseen spirit. You've been battling an unseen spirit in your house. And it just left and went to the pits of hell. And now God's going to start using you. You're going to be used of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Come on! If you can shout about somebody else's miracle, you can get a miracle yourself. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up. Who did you come to church with? This wonderful, beautiful lady. This lady's got some faith here, man. You got God's showing it to me. You got fresh faith. You got some new faith. And I'm going to put something on you right now. I'm going to touch your head in just a minute. I'm going to pray for you. And God said you'll never be discouraged, despondent. Little bitty things, come on now, you know, little You know, somebody get your parking spot or something. You know, that's nothing. But I'm telling you right now, God's going to make you. Matter of fact, the Lord's showing me something right now. He said, I'm going to make you the master over everything that's trying to master you. And you've got a wound and a scar. And part of it has to do with somebody betraying you and lying and cheating on you and hurting you in your past. But you're stepping in. I hear you praying something. You're kind of trying to talk to God about let you have hope again and faith again and believe again and let you have hope and faith in people. And the Lord said, as long as you keep your eyes on me, you can always have that. But you start just getting your eyes on people, people always let you down. Well, I'd be a fool to tell people, oh, look at the great brother Winslow, because next thing you know, I'm going to do something stupid. You know, so I fell off the platform the other day. Glory to God. Yeah. I was trying to act smart and do a little Holy Ghost jig. I jigged all right. I jigged right off the platform. I just rolled and got up. Woo! I said, I'm all right, folks. Hallelujah. And I got in the car. I said, heal me, Jesus. Heal me now. Still got three more services. God said, you're going to be, I'm going to lay my hand here. You're going to start mastering things. There's a person that is like your number one enemy. And sometimes you've had to really speak strong and kind of, and there's been some physical confrontation going on. And the Lord said, let go of it because I'm going to fight for you now. You've been messing with somebody that's, there's somebody that's been, I'm not saying they're a witch, but they're messing around with some kind of witchcraft. And they're trying to use it on people. And the Lord said, I'm just going to touch your head again. That's twice I'm going to touch your head. And the Lord said, there used to be an old song when I was a kid, rubber ball keeps bouncing back to you. You got to be old to know that. Yeah, some of y'all, you're not even in the ball game. I mean, that's way back before the ball game was, you even knew where a ball game was. And rubber ball is bouncing back. And God said, everything they try to put on you, bouncing back to them. Now, God's going to heal you in your stomach and down into the female area of your body. God's going to touch you there. The Lord said to tell you, get ready because you're on a path right now to get everything back that the devil stole from you. Matter of fact, God said, I'm going to write down a word. God keeps a book about all of us. He said, I'm going to write a word on the top of this page today, integrity. God said, you're getting your integrity back. And what that means is your credit score is going to go up. That's integrity. It means when you say something, people are going to believe what you say. That's integrity. When you tell somebody, you know, if you'll give me this opportunity, I won't fail you, I won't let you down, they'll believe it. That's integrity. Integrity is to tell God, if you'll do this, God, I won't fail you. I won't come up short. I'll give you praise. And the Lord knows you have integrity. You're going to do what you said, so he'll do it by credit. God said, your credit's getting extended right now. Now, there's some things written on, there's something on a computer about you. And God said, I'm going to remove it. It's leaving off of that computer right now. You had a feeling come over you a while back. Well, if I keep letting the Holy Ghost work in my life, I'm going to get so nice, everybody's going to take advantage of me. And the Lord said, no, that's not how it works. When you let up, I stand up. When you pull back and don't fight for yourself, I step forward. And I fixed to lay my hand on your head, and God said, I'm going to give you such a dose of the Holy Ghost tonight. And you're going to be a tongue talker every day of your life. You're going to talk in tongues. God's going to give you some gifts of the Spirit right now. There's a person that's mentoring you. You don't even realize they're mentoring you into the supernatural. You're not just getting saved and walking with God, but you're going to become a real asset to the kingdom of God. All right, let's get ready to pray. God said, I'm going to heal several people around you. And we already told you God's going to heal you. But God's going to heal somebody that's got this thing going on in their spine, their back. And it goes down in their leg. And it causes a burning sensation in their back and down in their leg. And God's going to touch them in the name of Jesus. That's one miracle. And the Lord said there's another miracle that has to do with it has to do the gastric part of the body of digestion. There's a diabetic healing and a high blood pressure healing around in your family. There's an older woman that has feet problems, legs problems in her legs. God's going to touch them in Jesus' name. The Lord said, right now is the time to pour it on. Right now. Quit trying to figure out everything. Let go. Let the Holy Ghost get a hold of you. And God said, I'll take care of everything else. And God said, there's no limit to where you're going, what you're going to be doing. If you'll obey God tonight, right now, the next time you see me, it's going to be so different. And you're going to start telling me everything God's been doing in your life and how the Word of God, you've been speaking the Word of God, and God's been doing things in the Word of God in your life. And I smell something. I smell something here. No, it's not a McDonald's hamburger. Whew. I'll smell that in a little bit. But it's sheep. You're not going to be a goat herder. You're going to be a sheep herder. Every time I smell sheep, you like sheep? Sheep is people being saved, having an influence over them. And God's going to use you in Jesus' name. Let's pray, everybody, right now. I'm going to just lay my hand on your head. You'll have great faith. You'll walk in the supernatural. You'll talk in tongues. You'll walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. God start taking care of everything. He's going to start erasing things off your record. Lord, in the name of Jesus right now, heal their... There it is. In Jesus. 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 Jesus' name now. Hallelujah. Give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah. Can I pray for you? Come up here right now. I'm going to pray for you right now in Jesus' name. God told me to tell you something. God said to tell you, I'm going to reinstate you right now, this second. Now, as far as I know, I don't know either one of you guys. And I'm just going to lay hands. I'm going to believe what God's telling me. God said, I'm reinstating you right now. Everything that you've lost is coming back instantaneously tonight. God said, Just like I'm doing with these other people, God said, I'm erasing some things off your record. And I'm going to anoint you. The feeling is coming back. The presence is coming back. The anointing is coming back. Oh, glory to God. The Lord said, the devil stole your mind and told you you'd never get it back. And God said, watch me as I start giving you everything back right now. You got a story to tell. Who are you? Keith Battle. Are you Keith? I remember sitting in a parking lot with you and you telling me you're called of God to preach the Word of God. I mean, you remember telling me that? Oh my God, this makes this so special. I kept looking at this guy going, man, do I know this guy? Man, you look pretty good for the road mileage.
Yeah.
Lift your hands. It's still the truth. Who is this guy right here with you?
Yes,
is that your boy?
Yes,
oh my God, man, that is so. I am so privileged tonight to do this and pray for you guys. Okay, I just messed up what I was telling you now, but okay, lift your hands. Let's pray in Jesus' name. God said, I'm telling you right now, brother. God said, the smell of smoke will not even be on you like it wasn't on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God said, I've already taken the ropes off of you, but the smell of smoke will not be there anymore. You're going to get your mind back, your spiritual mind. You're going to get the anointing of God back in even a greater way. God said, I'm qualifying you right now for the supernatural. In the next 6 months, if you'll follow me and walk with me and walk in the supernatural and tell everybody your life story and tell everybody to get away from what they're in and speak with authority and power, God said, I'll give you things back you never dream you'd ever see or have or feel or walk in. I see you standing in a business, looking around in that business, and God said, I told you I could do it. I see you in a house, standing in that house, and you looking around that house in a circle, and the Lord said, I told you I could do it. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I love this guy. Woo! Father, in the name of Jesus, one touch in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, somebody shout. Shout, shout. If you shout, it'll bless these brothers. If you shout, it'll anoint these brothers. If you shout, it'll touch them. Hallelujah. Oh. How many believe that tomorrow night it's just going to be crazy tomorrow night? I'm going to get some sleep, and man, I'm going to hang out with my grandkids, and I think my daughter's coming tomorrow night. I don't want to get ahead of God and say too much, but the prayers of this pastor, this is one of the greatest pastors. I'm not kidding you. And I would say that I feel a Moses spirit on him. But he would rather say it's a Jesus spirit. And I'm sure that's what it's going to be in a few days. Hallelujah. Let's pray for you. Lift your hands up right now. God's fixing to touch you. God told me to tell you something. God said to tell you that you are not hidden and you are not unseen. And you are not unimportant. And the Lord said, as I poured the oil on the head of Samuel and anointed him, so I am anointing you this night to walk in my spirit, to have unstoppable faith, to be used of God in such a powerful way. Now, I know you're not crippled up, but the Lord told me to pray for your back, okay? You're not crippled, but God's fixing to touch something in your back. It's something that's abnormal. It's not completely right. God's going to touch it right now. God's going to heal your body. God said, I'm putting a blessing on your family right now, and I'm going to bless your family out of every situation that they're in. I'm not going to just go and defeat the enemy. I'm going to bless them to such a place they just get blessed right out of it. I'm going to take the attack on one of them that has a they have a double mind. One minute they're thinking about this, the next minute they're thinking about that. God said, I'm breaking that off of them now, and they're going to get focused on me, and their mind's going to become singular. And I'm going to anoint the family. I'm going to touch every one of them. God said, I'm sending an anointing of healing of people around you that have backslidden, that are without God, and I'm going to touch them in a powerful way. Lift your hands up right now. You'll talk in tongues every day. You'll walk in the gifts of tongues. God's going to give you the gift of faith. God said, I am writing down financial miracles for your schooling. Anything you want to become, if you tell me tonight what you want to do with your life, God said, I will bring it to pass. I'm making an agreement with you. I'm agreeing with you right now that you're mine, you belong to me. You're a king's kid. You're a child of the living God. Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's done. It's done. It's done. In Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord the praise, everybody. Hallelujah. Can't keep a good man down, can you? Huh? You can't, can you, brother? All your mama's prayers and stuff, that's enough. Come on, brother, let me pray for you. Lift your hands up. This is the last one I'm going to pray for, but we're going to close tonight with something very special for everybody in the building. If you haven't gotten your miracle, now's the time to stand and believe God and say, Lord, now I'm not leaving without a promise from you. Hallelujah. Everybody that's on that aisle right there, that lady, stand up. I want you to get ready. God's going to touch you right now in Jesus' name. Father, touch this man. Give him great faith. Don't let the enemy pull on him anymore. Give him the power of commandment from his mouth, that he can speak the word of faith and speak things into existence. You're breaking every old habit that tries to come back. It's being buried right now in the name of Jesus. God said, I'm going to start giving you revelations of the word of God that you'll preach and you'll speak the rest of the days of your life. There's an anointing of God that's going to come upon you tonight, never leave you ever again. I smell sheep on you right now. Where you failed, you'll succeed. Where you've given up, you will never surrender. I'll speak to you. I'm going to open your ears to hear what the Spirit says in the name of Jesus. Touch my brother. Lord, use it for the glory of God right now. Everybody lift your hands to the Lord. Let's give our God praise.
Come on all across the building. Lift up your hands and your voice. Give God praise and worship. Hallelujah. Come on, give.